Our gospel reading this morning is a very long reading. It's taken from the Gospel of John. But actually, we're going to doing a dramatic version of that. And Hank has decided to play Jesus for us this morning.
Phew. It's hot and I'm tired. The walk to Galilee from Judea is a fair stretch. And I wish I'd taken the low road and risked the robbers along the way. The hill walk across Samaritan territory is also a killer. And I'm gasping for a drink. Right by a well. And guess what? No bucket to draw out the water. Typical.
Hello, stranger. What are you doing in these parts? Don't often get people like you here.
Jews?
Well, yes.
But right now, I'm here because I've kind of taken a fancy to your well. Give me a drink.
Please.
Please. I'll beg if you like.
Oh, it's not that. It's just that you Jews won't ever drink from a Samaritan bowl. Ritual purity and all that.
Well, maybe I'm not that kind of a Jew. And maybe one friend in need giving a drink to a stranger is the most pure kind of religious service you can get.
Ah, you're a funny one, aren't you? Haven't I ever mentioned how forward you are in talking to a woman in the first place? It's not a done thing.
You don't know who I am, do you?
No. Does that make a difference?
I'm asking you to give me some of the water to drink. But I could give you life-giving water to drink.
Don't talk in riddles. You haven't even got a bucket to draw out water, you fool.
No, listen. Anyone who drinks the water from your well is going to get thirsty again at some point. However, anyone who drinks from the kind of water I give will never thirst again.
Oh, give me that water.
Please.
Yes, please. To think that I've never had to walk up here every day carrying my jug of water back home. Do you know how heavy this thing is and how much time I waste going back and forth?
You're not quite getting me. How many husbands have you got?
What kind of question is that? An important one, I'd say. Especially as I haven't got a husband.
You are right. You speak the truth.
You know I am?
You have been married 5 times.
And how do you know that?
And the man you live with now is not your husband.
Ah. I'm thinking twice about giving you any water. But how can you know that about me? Do you know I don't believe you are playing a trick with me? You really know, don't you?
Yes.
Are you a prophet? Is that how you know? You see, as a Samaritan, we have worshipped God on this mountain because you Jews have forbidden us from worshipping in Jerusalem. Yet you say that the only place anyone can worship God is in Jerusalem. Double whammy, wouldn't you say?
Now, that doesn't matter because the time is coming when people will not worship God either here in Samaria or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans do not know who you worship.
And just as I thought you were starting to be nice.
But the time is coming, in fact it's already here, when people will worship God in spirit and in truth.
The time you're talking about, is that when the Messiah comes?
I am the Messiah. I'd better be off, and here comes my happy band of wanderers, and they're not going to like talking to you, a woman and a Samaritan.
I can't wait to tell the rest of the community about you. Thank you.